Günstig ohne App. Bei Aldi gibt es einen Preis für alle. Diese Woche Bio-Joghurt mit Crispy Müsli, 150 Gramm für nur 89 Cent. Oder Iglo-Rahmspinat, 750 Gramm für nur 1,69 Euro. Entdecke weitere Angebote in deinem Aldi Nord. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on today's show, Christy's hierarchy of breakup ice creams. Plus, Tom has seen a glory hole and Josh's barbecue story. Right after this.
It's time for the guy who likes potato chips more than sex.
Why don't you come to bed early tonight, honey? I have to get up early for that Sports Illustrated swimsuit shoot tomorrow. I'll do that thing you like.
Yeah, baby, I'll be there in a minute.
This has been the guy who likes potato chips more than sex.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Oh, my breakup ice creams. Ready?
Yes.
My hierarchy of breakup ice cream.
So you're broken up with, or you break up with somebody. These are the ice creams you find solace in.
Number three?
No, you start with number one.
Oh, we start with number one?
Yeah, we do.
And we don't go 3, 2, 1?
No, 1, 2, 3.
Number one is called Fish Food, Ben & Jerry's.
Oh.
Spelled P-H.
Yeah, for the band Fish.
I-S-H, yes. Number two, it's called this, I can't say the word, Just Got Serious, which is a...
S?
Yes.
It's on the label?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't sound...
Out of Wisconsin, it's a great chocolate shop ice cream. It's wonderful.
And number three... You have it shipped in?
No, I buy it at Fun Days. It's great. And then English Toffee or Heath Bar Crunch, something like that. I love that.
Now, if you break up with three guys at the same time,
first of all, when was the last time I dated three guys at one time?
For the purposes of this joke, when you break up with three guys at the same time, do you have Neapolitan?
Yeah.
Now, here's something we can disagree on. Go ahead. Play
what?
The music.
Neapolitan ice cream? Oh.
What flavor do you eat first?
Vanilla.
Oh.
Nobody asked you.
No, chocolate.
No.
Then vanilla. And then you put the strawberry in there to open up the fridge one day and go, oh, that's all that's left is a third of.
Christy, you realize how life works, doesn't it?
No, I don't. Apparently, I don't.
So I have vanilla, and then I won't ever eat any other flavors because they don't taste
like vanilla. I like strawberry. I like chocolate. I like all three.
So which one do you eat first?
Vanilla.
I do too, and here's why. It's the one that's most easily cross-contaminated. So you want to, I love vanilla too. It's my favorite flavor of ice cream.
Well, you're betting though it's in the middle.
And no. If you have a bowl of Neapolitan, I'm not eating it right out of the carton. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, why not?
Yeah, of course.
Are we going to get bummed out or not?
We take a knife and slice it down there. We'll take some tongs.
That's right. I cut it like bread.
You don't use an ice cream scoop?
Have you seen all those online where you make your own ice cream sandwiches? Get a chocolate chip and freeze your ice cream and then slice the can into...
What is that kind of time?
Okay, I'm sorry.
And what are you saving, 1 cent? Are the ice cream sandwich margins that out of control?
So then do you mix the chocolate and strawberry together?
No, so I'll do the vanilla so that it doesn't get cross-contaminated with melting strawberry or chocolate.
Ah.
And then I'll go strawberry because it's my least favorite of the three. And then I finish with chocolate.
Oh, I love strawberries, especially with real strawberries in there.
Okay. No, the Neapolitan. Are there variations on that?
What do you mean?
They make it look like different countries' flags, and they go with different ice creams.
Like a Spumoni or something?
Mint chocolate chip and raspberry and chocolate for the Mexican flag or something?
Just asking. I don't know what the flag. I'm sorry.
A massive marijuana grow in Colorado with about 1,500 pounds of plants worth an estimated $4.5 million was busted. A Montrose County Sheriff's deputy on Friday serving a warrant.
Montrose!
Montrose!
You're a candy baby.
A little bit of a Sammy Hagar, Ronnie Montrose tribute. Thank you.
Bad motor.
I'm sorry. So
serving a warrant for overdue property taxes and saw the marijuana growing outdoors northeast of the residence. To reach the front door of the rural home, the deputy walked past several hundreds of hanging, curing marijuana plants. The deputy contacted Mr. Chung Ho at the residence, who claimed he was not part of this marijuana growing plant.
Can we, from now on, Americanize all the names we have to encounter?
Chung Ho, is that not his name?
That's what. That's no,
Chung Ho is gung ho for weed. I think is his slogan.
Gung's his brother.
Oh, Gung Ho is his brother.
The most popular, the least popular is Bung.
Bung Ho.
So there's Chung, Gung, and Bung.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
This guy's name
and
is...
And Bung Ho gets all the static cousins.
And their sister Stanky.
That's weird. That's kind
a
of
nickname.
Right, yeah.
Acquired.
After posting papers on the property taxes, the deputy cited Mr. Ho for
their
the
mother,
marijuana.
Their mother, Glory.
Gloria.
Gloria Ho.
Gloria Ho. Yeah.
Have you ever...
The guy's name is Chung Ho?
Yes.
God, that's funny.
Have either of you men, or you, Christy, ever seen a glory hole in person?
No, I don't even know what it
is.
You have?
Absolutely.
Josh, have you?
No, I haven't.
Chris, no? Yeah, me either. You're the only one.
Where were you?
Butler Library, Columbia University.
So you're in a stall?
Yes, there's a hole. There was a glory hole. Absolutely.
Wow.
I remember discussing it with the dean of the college at the time.
Of course you did.
Wow.
In a somewhat humorous manner.
Oh, you reported it?
No. We were chatting about how humorous it was.
And you talked to the dean of your college?
I was going to say, did you know the dean of your college?
I had him over for dinner.
There's any...
What?
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. Had the dean of his college
over for dinner.
Yeah, not just any college.
What an entitled
Columbia.
Jerk.
What's the way we made a nice...
God, what did you...
What'd you serve?
What did you serve?
Some sort of port, some sort of...
I don't remember, but I know that the highlight was...
is that how you got in?
The highlight was... No, this is when I was a senior. I drove...
Were you on the other side of the glory hole for your dean, and I know you got in the school?
Okay. I drove over to Brooklyn and got some Junior's Cheesecake, Josh.
Because
good,
you
good
knew...
Good stuff?
Oh, yeah, if you're ever in New York, yeah, take the subway over to Brooklyn, get Junior's Cheesecake.
Because you knew the dean, that was his favorite?
It was just something special, kind of cool.
We had the dean over
for
dinner.
So the dean came to your house while you were a senior.
I'm just going to let that float out there and marinate with our listeners. Tom,
what's wrong with that?
The dean of Columbia University over for dinner
at
college
his apartment.
While you attended. Is that right?
Yeah, we cooked dinner for him. It was fun.
We?
Who's we?
Well, a couple of my friends, my roommates. I had five roommates.
So did the dean go to everyone's house?
No, we knew him. He was a nice guy. Hmm. Went on to become the president of a major university.
Of
no
course.
Need to drop names, but yeah, great guy.
Well, I think it's a little too late to try the I'm not going to drop names.
I didn't. You asked me if I'd ever seen a glory hole, and I saw when there was one in the. I don't know if it's been patched by now, but.
I'm sure it has.
Yeah, there was a legendary story about a woman using the facility, and there in the ladies' room there was also apparently a glory hole, and the activity began, and the a member came sliding through the glory hole, and the woman allegedly was wearing a large hat with a large pin, and she grabbed it and shoved it in.
The hat pin?
Yes, and then got up and finished her business and left. That's a classic.
I don't believe that. I think that's an urban.
It may be an urban legend, but what a great, if you're ever in that situation, Christy, you know what to
do. Well, I don't usually have a hat pin.
Christy, do you own a hat pin?
No, I don't.
Well, if you're going to the Kentucky Derby and there's a...
Is
there a glory hole somewhere on the campus of Churchill Downs?
I wouldn't even know how to use a hat pin.
Well, because you're a pretty lady.
I mean, wouldn't you stick it into your head? That seems like a stupid idea.
That's how you attach the feather to your hat, I guess. I don't know. Bella Abzug might have been coming to campus. Anyway. The point is...
Now, this can't be the only time in your life that you had somebody like that over for dinner. Like you probably
right the governor at one time
the governor, Governor Rhodes, you have him over.
That's ridiculous. I have had dinner with a governor of a state.
Do you ever have a clergyman over for dinner? Doesn't that happen?
Hang on. Which state? Which governor went? Florida? Okay. Governor of Florida when you went
I'm
there?
I'm not gonna say. Just...
I bet it's
sat
this,
next
this
to a
state?
Distinguished yeah. NFL coach. Rather interesting.
Well, that's
found out some interesting stuff. Let's move on. Montrose. This guy lives in Montrose County, you said? Ronnie Montrose. Thank you. Sammy.
All that to get to that.
That's great. Just
hat that. Pins were sometimes used by women to defend themselves against guys.
Penises?
That's what it says on Wikipedia. Yeah.
So this guy's, what's this guy's name again?
Laws were passed in 1908 in America that limited the length of hat pins because they could be used as a weapon.
There you go.
Dear Mummy, I have the most amazingly humorous story. Oh. The other night when I had the dean over for dinner. Yes, that dean.
Yes.
Could we move on?
I supped with the dean.
We were talking about a glory hole in Butler.
Now, Josh, when you were over in South Korea teaching, did you have ever had dinner with the president of the college? Or?
It was just a what's known as a hogwan. It's a private academy.
Oh, like a hog roast. Yeah.
No, that's the name of the private hog academy.
Hogwan?
So, I did have...
ate a hog. You ate a hog all by yourself, didn't you?
Yes. Ate a full-sized hog myself.
Couldn't.
You start with the hocks. And I even ate, the face. I ate all of it.
Did you eat the apple?
Doesn't this sound like the old Henway joke? What's a Henway?
About 4 or 5 pounds.
Well, what's a hog one?
Yeah, I lunched with the owner. He was also the principal.
Mm-hmm. There you go. See, there you go. So same thing.
Hated it. It was
I think
formal.
The most famous person I had dinner with was a painfully embarrassing. I took Joe Theismann to a famous steak place, and
we
sat down, and he looked at me and goes, I don't eat red meat. And he ordered the chicken.
That's okay.
It's okay.
And, of course, then he had the broken leg of lamb. And you
know, yes, were both drumsticks of the chicken broken when they brought them to him?
Here you go, Seven.
Yeah, Joe loves that joke. No, he doesn't.
How about this? Police in South Carolina are saying a naked woman tried biting a man's genitals off.
Oh, my Lord.
This woman needs to be incarcerated immediately.
According to WCSC-TV...
Where you come first.
Ah, no.
Well, apparently she didn't come first because she was pissed. A man called police saying the woman tried to bite his penis off while they were having a threesome last Monday.
Oh, boy.
The bloodied woman also reportedly rushed at the responding officers on all fours.
Oh, wait. She was bloodied?
Yeah.
So she did try.
Yeah. Hannon and Police Chief Dennis Turner said officers had to use a stun gun on her.
Oh,
he went on to say, honestly, it's one of the most disturbing videos, body cam videos I've seen in my career. It honestly reminded something you would see out of a horror film.
So there's two guys.
It doesn't say it's
lady.
The devil's three-way. It just said it's a threesome. So it's two guys?
Yeah.
Well, why'd she only bite the one? Why didn't
she?
Maybe it's some weird form of Russian roulette. I don't know.
Officers were told the woman was high on drugs.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Yeah, so drugs.
She was hospitalized. Oh. Charges are pending. See, I thought it was a woman and another woman, and she was getting jealous. She was jealous or something, and so she.
Is that what
but
you
it was
do?
Two guys, huh?
Wow. Let's see.
We don't know. That's just classic Griswold speculation.
No, I saw this whole story.
It's classic.
Were having a threesome. Wow. This guy just says yes, very disturbing. She's in the hospital.
I have this.
Wow.
Wow.
She's apparently on drugs, but that's what a horrible thing for this guy.
How are the guy's gonads?
I don't know. Schlong gone.
Is that the name of it?
Chief Schlong gone.
Native American.
Yeah, one of the eunuch. He was.
This mentions the devil's three-way, so.
It does.
That's a drinking game.
The devil's three-way, huh?
That's a drinking game is what I heard.
Okay.
Well, she's cute. Not that that matters, I guess, but, interesting.
Really?
Is she?
You find the...
Hold on.
Okay. So if you're good-looking enough, you can get away with stuff like that?
Yeah,
I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating my nuts.
What? Evidently, I hope you would.
Yeah. Apparently, it was the devil's three-way. The man said he was having sex with the woman and another man when she attacked him.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, maybe she wasn't.
She was high on opioids, apparently.
Maybe she wasn't trying to bite it off so much as she was just clenching from the other guy's work.
Well, that could be. That could be.
I blame you. I blame you, Al. Yeah. Hey. Everything was going okay. All of a sudden, you had to get,
Okay. Maybe it was an accident.
Yes, a quality individual.
Oh, boy.
Sweden is looking into introducing safety standards for sex toys. A recent study has revealed a growing number of Swedes were forced to seek medical help after various sex toys got lodged in their rectums. In one Stockholm hospital alone, 73 people over a seven-year period sought emergency medical care for foreign objects stuck in the rectum. That doesn't seem like a whole lot.
What, 10 a year?
10 a year.
That's enough to maybe get some standards.
So what would
their
safety standards be?
I think they'd probably put like a loop, like a hook on the back of these things.
A Chatty Cathy doll?
Yeah, so the tow truck driver has something to, you know, hook the winch onto.
A hook?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they have to.
Doctor, tow truck driver, same thing.
Oh, my God.
Because isn't that part of the problem?
Yeah, they get sucked up in there and you can't get it out.
There's nothing to grip on to get it out.
I imagine it's slippery.
See, if you had a hook on the back of your car, right? So if they have to tow it, they can latch right on. No?
Not everybody has a hook on the back of their car to be towed.
Yeah.
What do you mean a hook? Like a trailer hitch?
There's a thing in the back of your
car. There's not a hook.
No.
It's a ball.
But they can also get underneath it and latch on to.
They can?
Yeah. Okay, I'm looking at this this sex toy. See, this is this must be Swedish.
Yeah, well, how do you know?
Forbjuden de Danassen.
Yeah, that's Swedish.
Yeah,
right.
That's absolutely it.
Must be like I was in Sweden there.
Some kind of a warning. Just speculating. I don't know for sure. Okay. Josh, you said that we were talking about, what was it, the Trash Pandas of Madison, Alabama?
The Rocket City Trash Pandas in Madison, Alabama. They start playing minor league baseball in 2020. Merch is up on websites, and evidently people are going crazy for this.
Oh,
so Rocket City is the nickname of
Madison, Alabama.
Okay. So now you said that the logo has a panda with a trash can helmet on?
Yeah, he's rocketing in a trash can, and he's wearing a trash can lid.
That reminded you of the fattest thing you've ever done?
Yes, I was at. Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done. I was with some friends. We went to one of the finer barbecue franchises around the country.
Delicious?
Yeah, oh, so good. Some might say they're famous for their barbecue.
Yeah.
The waiter told us, hey, we have a special tonight. Barbecue for two is only $19.99. And my buddy and I looked at each other and said, we'll each have that.
So that would be barbecue for four between the
right.
two of you.
Yeah. Okay. They brought each of our meals out on a trash can lid. And set it on the table. Just a pile of food on a metal trash can lid.
Was it clean?
Yes.
What
yeah.
do you mean? Of course.
And there was like
clean.
Deli paper or whatever,
yeah, I mean,
and each thing was in its own container.
I see. So this was they do this to everybody. That was the.
They do it for normally a couple of people. Yeah.
I see. Oh, I see. Okay.
So you can sort of spin the trash can like use it as a lazy Susan type
that's
thing.
That's funny.
So they weren't mocking you.
Well, there was mocking, but not It's kind of like, and one time I went, I got sushi and I ordered so much and it was just me and they brought it out on one of those giant boats. Like, come on! You couldn't give me a regular plate. You have to bring me the SS obesity.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah, they did know what they were doing.
It does sound like one of those cruise ships. Some of those contemporary names they have. The Equinox, the Galaxy, the obesity. We'll be taking off from Miami.
We have an update here.
Yep.
Tom, you mentioned earlier somebody wrote in, our friend Rich.
Mm-hmm. About the new s'mores donut recipe.
Right.
You're right.
And we were positing that it was probably a glazed donut, but then, Christy, you brought up.
Well, I thought the marshmallow would squeeze through the holes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He says, Rich has written back.
Oh.
He says it's. He did not make it clear in the letter, even though Tom did not read it.
Of course not.
What do you mean?
Tom reads and then he adds his own truth to whatever he's reading.
Okay, it says you use a regular donut with no hole. I use the one sprinkled with sugar. Okay.
What's a regular donut with no hole? I'm sorry.
Rich, we're going to need a third email.
What's a regular donut?
A regular donut.
That's like saying,
well, it's the kind that regular people eat.
Right.
You know what I mean.
You regular, know, not way too sweet.
When
you know.
Say regular donut, that has a hole in it.
I'll read it word for word. It
Let's
says,
get some donuts in here.
It says, you take regular donuts, split them in half, put chocolate on both halves, and a giant marshmallow
you know,
on the lower half.
Not for me to
Doesn't
rush
say
to
no
your
holes.
Not. I won't want to rush to your defense, but I think that's the way you read it the first time. And we were asking, what kind of donut is it?
Yeah, a regular donut but to us has a hole in it.
It's a glazed
That's
donut.
What makes it a dough nut.
this is some sort of dough slab he's working with, which I'm not opposed to.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.